Public hearings.
Case number 12731, Christie Smith seeks variances for front yard setback requirements for existing and proposed structures. Sections 115-25 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the corner of Greeners Trail Lane and John J. Williams Highway. The 911 address is 34141 Greener Trail Lane in Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 334, MAP 18, Parcel 39. The applicant is seeking a one-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for proposed bay windows, a 0.2-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for an existing dwelling, a 3.4-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for the proposed landing. County records show the existing dwelling was built in 1986. There was no record of a CO ever being issued. We have one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and four mail return.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
State your name and address for the record, please.
Yes. Freddie Botta, Moonlight Architecture, 29003 Lewis, Georgetown Highway.
Christy Smith, 1654 Stanley Avenue, Landisville, Pennsylvania, 17538.
And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. How are you today? I'm here on behalf of Ms. Smith. She has employed us to take a look at doing some renovations for this project. Like most people in this area, it's an expanding family. The house has been in the family for, actually, there's a correction on the application, it says 50 years, but the property in the house has been with the family for almost 40 years. As I'm saying, the family's getting older, it's expanding. They've had this property, they've used it for coming to the beach for years and years. They want to keep it that way. And as, of course, everybody's having more children and grandchildren and so on and so forth, we need a little bit more area for the project. So part of the variance we're requesting is for a bump out in the living room area of this house. And that's the, what was it, 10, 1 point something feet to project into the front setback. The fireplace is already beyond the front setback of the property. As this property was rezoned and they changed the zoning laws, the property then became non-compliant with the variance. The other variance we're requesting for is right now, presently, there's just a small stoop in front of the house, so it makes it difficult for some of the older family members and the parents to get up into the house. So part of what we want to do is put a larger covered deck on the front of the house to get into the house. Some of the issues, you know, of course, with the uniqueness of the property, the way the house is oriented, the living space and family rooms and kitchens and everything are all to the front of the house, and there's just a couple of bedrooms on the back of the house, so we can't really expand back that direction. The other uniqueness of the property is the fact that although it's 3 acres, over 3 acres, most of it's wetland, and that wetland actually comes extremely close to the back of the property, so we can't even build towards the back of the property. With respect to, that's what I'm saying. So otherwise, we can't really build and go back out the back of the property. But the future renovations she's looking at doing, we're looking at building over the existing footprint, with the exception of these small areas that we want to add on to. As we were saying, or as the application states, we didn't create this problem. Once again, the house is old, it's been there a while, so in the natural changes of the zoning laws and ordinances, the house became non-conforming. With respect to the character of the neighborhood, there are only like 3 or 4 houses that are operating on that road right now. Once again, this house is one of the older houses that's been there for quite some time. We are not going to change anything, as far as aesthetics of the house. It's going to keep in character with what's been there and what the adjacent neighborhood and the adjacent neighbors have. So lastly, with respect once again to the variance, we're just asking for minimum variances, mainly, like I said, for a little bit more living space in the living area, and then, of course, circulation for some of the older people to be able to get into the house comfortably and not have to go up very steep steps and stairs. Christine, I would be, go ahead.
I would just add, my father passed away. Actually, this month will be 5 years. So my mom owned the house on her own. It was too much for her to take care of, but she really wanted it to stay in the family. So I do have, there's 4 of us in the family, siblings. So everyone's married, everyone has kids, we have great grandchildren. My mom's 85 years old, she still loves to come down to the beach. Those are the memories of my dad, he's the one who built the house originally. So it was just a weekend thing that we used. Part of the agreement with my siblings of me purchasing the house was that everyone got to still use it. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make it more conducive for everyone to come in, to use it, to be able to sit around a kitchen table together. And as Freddie mentioned, definitely the entranceway. Right now, I think there's currently, about 4 or 5 steps to get into the house. So we'd really like to try to flatten that out and make it much easier for my mom and the rest of us as we get older to enter the house. So that's really why we're looking for the variance, just to be able to expand.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Questions from the board?
Yeah, I have a few. Is these two bump outs from the living room, are you actually bumping the foundation of the whole house out, or is that just a window that sticks out?
We are going to bump the foundation because that'll give them a little bit more floor area. The house is not a very big house right now, so that will help, give them a little bit more flair.
Trying to create a bigger living room?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And that's going to extend a foot into the front yard setback, is
yes,
that correct? Okay.
Yes.
And then you have a stoop that's currently uncovered?
Is yes.
And you're going to make it larger and cover it?
Yes.
Okay. So the 5-foot variance is really more needed for the stoop than the bay. Is the bay only a foot in?
Exactly. Exactly. That's what projects the most into the setback.
Okay. Does the 5 feet leave enough room for your steps from your stoop down to the ground?
Yes, that's part of the.
It's part of the 5 feet is the steps. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Green bar. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Greener Trail Lane. Is that is that stone or blacktop road?
It's just a gravel road.
Gravel road. Okay. And it looks like it just ends up being a dead end.
Exactly.
Okay.
The property, the 2.1 acre property, is recently sold. The person right in the corner there has actually purchased it, and I guess she said they just want to keep it because they didn't want people developing and driving down there. So, if someone were to, develop it, there would only be a few houses back there. So.
So not a lot of traffic is what you're saying?
No, sir.
Is there access from that cul-de-sac that's further back from Greenbrier, or does that just end off where the 3802 is?
Yeah, that's completely separate. There's no other access other than coming in off of Route 24.
Okay. So the house, possibility for just two homes. Well, there is one home current. I can't tell if that 3802
has a home. House right there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's probably early 1900s or something.
Mr. Sharp? Looking at your site plan here, it appears that the road there, that it doesn't come up to the front property line. Is that correct, Mr. Batta?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so appears to be a fairly significant gap between where that driveway is and the front property line. So that would make the front yard look a little larger than it normally would be.
But keep in mind that gravel drive is 14 feet wide. It's not very wide.
Now, you mentioned there were some wetlands, and I want to make sure I understand your testimony that they come up very close to the rear of the house. Is
exactly.
That right?
Sure.
Yeah.
The wetlands, I regret I didn't give it to you on the site plan. I should have given it to you on the site plan. But the wetlands come all the way in here, around here, and sweep back to the rest of the property.
So really about the only area where it's buildable is about where the house is?
It actually comes within feet of the existing rear deck of the house.
Have there been any complaints from anyone about the location of the house? I have no further questions. Thank you.
Any discussions with neighbors or anything?
The neighbors lives in the back behind me that have the house, and then they purchased the one across from them, the original farmhouse. They're supportive. They know we've been there for years. They know the family. They have no concern about whatever we do to expand.
If we're not mistaken, I believe they may have to do a letter in favor.
We have a letter. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Come forward, Mr. Sharp can swear you in.
Mr. Bowden, Ms. Smith, you can have a seat. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Kathy Mitchell, 1193 Roush Road, Hummelstown, Pennsylvania.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
I'm just here to confirm. I'm Christy's sister, her older sister. And this house has been in our family for 40 years, built, as she said, by my father and the whole family, the mother, all of us built it. And our family is expanding tremendously. And I alone have 2 children and 4 grandchildren now. And Christy is becoming a grandmother very shortly. So this extra space is definitely needed to expand the house so that we can all, we have holidays and things down there together. Close to 35, 40 of us now that spend our family time together. So I just wanted to confirm that it's definitely needed. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator? Is anyone on the line who would like to speak in reference to case 12731 for Christy Smith?
At this time, there's currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Any further questions from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12731 for Ms. Christy Smith and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion that we approve case number 12731 for Christy Smith. I believe they have met all the criteria required to grant a variance. I believe the property is unique. It has the wetlands along the back as it was shown on the map. I don't believe the practical difficulty has been created by the applicant because of that wetlands, and I believe it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too. So they vote a 5-0. Your case is approved.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.